I started out with this question. How can I best convey the myth from one culture to any other culture? For me, at least, the answer was through film. And I want to tell you how I reached that conclusion. Basically, I did so by putting together two formally exclusive theories, adding to that a body of evidence, and then putting the three very close together. Let us begin with the relationship of dreams to film. The expression of public myth started out as a private dream is attributed to many different sources. Now, it is very difficult to trace the origins of any given myth, but there are rare cases in which it happens. That is, rare cases in which a mythmaker, in fact, says that a particular myth started out with a dream or series of dreams that he once had. Myths and dreams share a symbolic system. Indeed, they share a logic that markedly differs from the ordinary, daily, waking symbolic system that we all live in. This sharing is evident in the beings that inhabit both myths and dreams. For example, a being that is one half human and one half horse may occur in a myth or a dream, but we know will never occur in ordinary life. People do different things in dreams and myths than they do in ordinary life. In both, people can fly, they can come back from the dead, they can turn themselves into flowers, they can be one place in one instant, and then, in the next instant, be in some place completely different. Now let us turn to the relationship of dreams to films. Well, the most obvious connection, of course, is that films and dreams are composed of moving images. Another reason for seeing the connection is the immediate public understanding to innovation in film. Take, for example, the flashback. When the flashback was first introduced, people said no one will ever understand what the filmmaker intended. As a matter of fact, the opposite happened. People immediately understood what the flashback was all about. And the reason for that, most people think, is because we all, the filmmaker and the audience and everyone else, shares the same common dreams, and in those common dreams, there may indeed have been flashbacks. Sudden changes in time and in space happen in dreams and they happen in films. And one can, for example, be standing on a beach sometime in the past and then instantaneously be standing on a city street in present time. And then there are the unusual physical circumstances that surround seeing a film. You enter into a darkened space that soon gets even darker. You sit down and get lulled into a state where the time passes very quickly, almost unnoticed, particularly if it's a good film. You also, so to speak, get into the film, and then you remain there until, at the end, you are awakened. Many people see in this spectatorship a state akin to dreaming. But here, of course, in film, the images are supplied not by one's own mind, but by the filmmaker. Then there are also some rather controversial aspects of spectatorship. For example, due to the circumstances of film projection, there is what we call a flicker effect, although the audience generally does not notice this effect. In deep sleep, when one dreams, there is a rapid eye movement, and some claim that they can see a one-to-one correspondence between the flicker effect in film and the rapid eye movement while one is dreaming, while one is asleep. Whether or not this, in fact, is a good piece of evidence or not, I will leave up to you. Now let's turn to the evidence. During a large part of the 20th century, anthropologists and others recorded dreams from well over 100 diverse cultures. Surprisingly, these recordings show that people in many diverse cultures have very similar dreams. In particular, what Freud called typical dreams occur around the world. People all over dream, for example, about the death of their father, falling off a cliff, flying, or being confined in a narrow space. In addition, written sources from ancient cultures tell us that people were dreaming similar dreams 1,000 years ago. We are now ready to join the two theories with the body of evidence, and we do so in two simple, very direct sentences. Myth and film are related through dream, and people the world over share similar dreams. Therefore, if I wish to convey a myth across cultures, I should be able to do so through the medium of film. And here is a second question you may want to think about. Think about how you might tell another person about one of your dreams. Do you fill in the blanks? Do you elaborate? Do you turn it into a really smooth story so the whole story seems very connected? It didn't really happen that way in your dream. But in the end, does it really turn out to be a clear, even, smooth story?